Lines of white light randomly flash across a blue-tinted screen, eventually forming signature. A small ball of light appears under the letter A. Against a bronze and gold background, random lights seemingly made from gold and silver mesh undulate into position to create precision pictures. Then, against a white backdrop, swirls of purple and lilac form the logo of CF Cinema Fund Russia. Against a black background, the following caption in white appears, "With the support of the Russian Cinema Fund." This disappears and blue writing, formed like a smiley face, drops in to spell Ricky. A shiny white light flickers across the word. Long grasses covering a steep hill sway in a strong breeze. They're silhouetted against a blood orange and yellow sky. The landscape is filled with volcanic ash. The silhouetted figure of a young lad in shorts, holding a large glider, runs up the hill. He throws the glider off the edge of the outcrop of rock. The plane flies around and then makes straight towards the camera. The screen turns black. Yellow words appear. Art Pictures Studio. Coloured lines of light emerge from the centre of the screen. These turn into a multifaceted cube. The image flattens. It's positioned inside a white circle. Petersburg Animation Studio appears underneath. Animated cave paintings are shown.
Once upon a time, there was a handsome narrator. He opened a movie by telling the story of a jungle tribe, happy and carefree and generally idiotic. One day, a shaman predicted that their good times would soon come to a tragic end. But the shamans in turn butted in and announced that they would be saved by a deity named the Golden Dragon. The shaman freaked out and revoked his intern's course credit for contradicting him. But it was too late. The villagers had hope again and went back to their ridiculous dance routines. The name of the Golden Dragon was passed down from generation to generation to until it was forgotten, but then it was remembered again and became legend. The legend of the Golden Dragon! And the handsome narrator?
Super Furry Animals, audio described by Tacey.
Move, move, move! Pick it up, Wally! I've seen noses that run faster than you!
Yeah, Wally!
A pale blue bunny hops through the considerable undergrowth of the forest. He leaps and bounds off rocks and tree trunks. His body, as are the others, is ball-shaped, with facial features in the middle.
Come on, let's go, team! Onward!
A lilac ram follows.
Shake a leg, lamb shop, or are you waiting for me to make applesauce?
Shake a leg? He's quivering all over!
I'm not quivering. It's just chilly out here. Aren't you guys chilly?
Go! Careful of the loose ones!
Which ones are the loose ones?
All of them.
The friends race over a rickety bridge over a chasm.
Wally, don't look down!
Who would be stupid enough to look down?
A volcano blows.
Faster!
Rosa, a pig, is followed by Chico, a hedgehog, Crash, the bunny, and Wally, the sheep, in the rear.
That's it. I just can't make it. Go on, save yourselves! Ah, wait for me!
Great fireballs from the exploding volcano fall towards Wally, and he runs with the others. The fireballs smash into rock piles and bounce along the narrow mountain path the friends are running along. Crash glances back. A particularly large fireball destroys the way ahead and upends the slab of rock they're standing on. It flips over and slides down the steep hill, with the friends still on board, and several fireballs behind them.
This is perfect. What's next, a group trip to the dentist?
They enter a dark tunnel.
My horoscope was right. I should have stayed under the bed.
They emerge and fly off the edge of a mighty cliff-edged castle on colourful gliders. Wally's glider collides with Chico's. Wally falls onto the wing of Rosa's glider.
Wally, what are you doing up there? Get off my head!
Rosa's glider goes into a spin. Crash spies a giant toad on the castle battlements.
What is it? What's going on? Oh, why did I have to ask?
On your right! Are you okay?
Rosa's glider smashes into Crash's. Their tangled gliders, along with Chico's, fly close to the toad. It flicks out its tongue and eats them. A pop-up box instructs the players to press start.
What was that,
We're
Wally?
Dead.
Now, everybody keep your hooves to yourselves. I need my computer back.
This isn't fair. I have another life left.
But you're wrong. You only have one life, and you shouldn't waste it playing video games. Now, please, Crash, I'm already behind schedule.
Now we have to stop because Wally's afraid of a stupid 8-bit toad?
But I wasn't scared. I was surprised by how scary it was.
A plane swoops erratically around Docco's cluttered home.
On
Here we go, girl! Up, up! Very good! Good girl! Up, up!
The plane spirals out of control. It lands with a large thump, tips onto its front wheels as it heads for the trees surrounding the clearing, does a U-turn and shudders to a halt. Docco, a yellow moose with red antlers, waits on the steps of his house, clasping rolled papers. Crash appears in the doorway.
Holy carrot!
The hatch door opens.
Our master pilot, is this beauty ready for our big flight overseas tomorrow? It's an auspicious day!
Pin the penguin douses the flames.
Everything's ship-shape, except the couple sticky wing flips. Nothing a few vexed where the frying pan can't fix.
You got a frying pan?
Frying pan? I might have a fondue pot somewhere.
Yeah, close enough.
Hey, guys, open hatch, 12 o'clock. Looks like today won't be a complete waste after all, huh?
Yeah, what are we waiting for?
Waiting for? We all just saw that thing crash out of the sky and catch fire like a Roman candle. This is ridiculous. Tell them, Rosa.
Why?
The friends run to the plane.
Rosa, shh.
Who? Me? Be right there. Oh, no, I won't.
Ah, forget it. Stay on the ground like a wiggly worm.
Crash pulls disappointed Rosa into the plane and the hatch door closes behind her.
Let's get airborne.
Pins in the cockpit.
Have a good test flight.
Is that all good, baby cakes? Clears the decks. Chalks away. Batteries for power. Turbines for speed.
Crash, Rosa, and Chico peer out of their respective porthole windows. The strong backdraft from the plane as it takes off scatters Docco's papers around, and he races after them.
Wally, hi there. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. The big conference is tomorrow, and I haven't practiced my speech yet. Imagine a scientific luminary like Docco unprepared. I could use your help if you have the time.
The plane passes overhead and scatters the papers again.
Time? I've got nothing but time, because I'm Wally.
Later, Wally sweeps an alfresco stage.
What do they want from me? I'm not a professional gamer, or a test pilot.
Deep in thought, he sweeps towards the podium center stage and knocks it. He races around the other side to stop it from falling over. The others arrive.
Oh, I could never be as athletic as Crash. Or as strong as Barry.
Hey, so what's Docco dreamed up for us this time, do you think?
He said it was the invention of the century.
Of course he did.
And I'm going to help him demonstrate the latest invention of the century.
Oh, you're in for a good time.
Night falls. Pin shines a stage light on the stage.
Gentlemen, the greatest mind of our time, the most of the Iron Science, Docco!
Ta-da! Do we clap?
Nah.
In preparation for our big flight to the Fred Conference, the Festival of Ranting Engineering Dweebs, welcome to this room.
Sorry I'm late. That fiber will sneak up on you like a ninja.
You didn't miss anything. Just the greatest invention of all time again.
And now, at last, a revolution in self-help. A miracle of modern technology. The wonderful Improvorizer!
Wally cuts a rope, and a poster of the invention unfurls.
This is where you applaud madly.
Improvorizer?
And just what is this improvorizing? Only total co-use of cognitive and motor skills.
Barry, an orange bear, enthusiastically claps.
Or in layman's terms, borrowing someone's talents by means of this sleek and fashionable headgear. For example, some of us are excellent dancers, or can play guitar, or run very fast. Now, by simply wearing this helmet, you can trade any ability with anyone else.
I can learn to
do it. Could Chico weed my tulip garden just as good as I can?
Wally sneezes as he wanders in front of the stage.
Allow me to demonstrate how the Improvorizer operates. Let's observe. If I could just be joined by my strapping and athletic and daring young assistant, right?
What?
No way!
Ooh.
Me?
Sorry, I meant Crash, obviously.
That's me!
The bunny leaps over Wally and onto the stage with a series of amazing gymnastic somersaults.
All right, now who out there would like to jump like Crash? Give it a try.
Olga, a purple owl, wears the improviser.
Right, it's time to make history.
Here's how it works. With the helmet securely on the subject's head, like so, the abilities are transferred from the donor all the way across to the lucky recipient. With only a push of a button...
A green light flashes across the stage from the improviser to Crash. It zaps his forehead. The light subsides. Crash slumps.
How are you feeling?
Fidgety.
Olga suddenly leaps out of her chair, twirls balletically in the air, leaps and bounds around the stage and Crash, climbs up the walls, bounces around backstage, then leaps out towards the audience, then jumps back onto her seat. Crash is knitting.
Yes, yes, truly. And if you want to switch over to your original abilities, just press the button thing one more time. No problem. Everything will go straight back to normal.
He presses a button and their abilities are reversed. Crash tries out his legs to make sure they're working again. Olga shakes her head. Carlin, a dark blue crow, leaps to his feet.
Yeah, science! Outstanding! Just amazing! Just incredible!
Yes, yes, thanks!
Enough of the sheepish sheep. Tomorrow, the whole world meets a brave new Wally.
A full moon shines, lightning flashes, as Wally surreptitiously makes his way to the parked plane. The effort of opening the hatch door almost causes him to fall from the ladder. He tumbles inside and lands on his head. Pin is asleep on his hammock, still wearing his baseball cap and goggles. Wally rolls over and crawls forwards.
Nice and gentle. Chucks away. Sleep today in a hammock. Stay.
Having sung Pin back to sleep, Wally opens the cargo hold door. He tiptoes across the cargo hold towards a metal box at the far end, passing boxes of vegetables. He knocks into a box and purple carrots fall out. He reaches the improviser box.
Yes. Okay.
He struggles with the lock. It opens, and a fantastical headgear rises majestically out of the box. He grabs it. In one of the vegetable boxes, there's a green caterpillar on a giant green squash.
I'm sure Crash will be more than happy to lend me a little bravery. Yeah. Just a bit here. He'll never miss it. Now, while I'm here... of course, it wouldn't hurt to get a smidge of Barry's strength and a little of Docco's smarts, Carlin's talent, and Olga's...
He spies the caterpillar eating pumpkin leaves.
Don't look at me like that. Like you wouldn't do exactly the same thing. Okay, now it's time. Bye, old Wally! Get ready, world, for the new upgraded Wally!
He puts it on. Lightning flashes around him. He steps forth. He trips over a carrot and haphazardly careers around, bumping into more of the boxes in the hold. Tripping over more veg, he goes into a spin, falls flat on his face. The button on the improviser is pressed by the box he lands against. A red light shoots and bounces off various surfaces in the hold. The beam hits the caterpillar. Wally falls over. Wally comes round. He woozily stares out between green stalks. His body is on the ground, legs thrashing in the air, tongue lolling out of his mouth.
Where am I? Wait, what? How can I be over there when I'm right over here? Oh, no!
Wally's turned into the caterpillar. His body is eagerly eyeing up a carrot.
I'll cry! Wait a minute. That thing's not an improviser. It's a switcherizer. All right, Wally. Just don't panic. You can change it back.
Wally falls off his squash and lands on the floor.
I'll put things back to the way they were. That's all. Just back to the way they were. Okay, guy. Just hang on.
He struggles to walk with all his new legs.
How am I supposed to move around on these things? Hey, you! We need to change back. Right now. Stop eating carrots and listen to me. You don't even like carrots. Wait. No. Stop. Listen, mister, do not get me angry. There. Good. Good. Just like that. Great. It will all be over in a minute. We're just gonna press one pinchy button and...
His body's sneeze sends him across the room and into a grate. He's sucked into an air duct. The plane is now airborne, and he lands on the outside. Rose is pushing a trolley of refreshments around to everyone.
Coffee. I'll have a carrot juice on the rocks.
What's four letters meaning ancient battle axe?
What? Olga, that's an easy one.
Snacks. Too bad Wally's not here.
Tea.
You sure you tried?
Yeah, I almost beat his door down. How can he miss this soothing flight in the clouds?
Wally is buffeted by the wind and bounced across the plane. He manages to grab onto a bolt.
Time to flip in the flappers. I wonder what this one does.
Kid, let me know when you get tired. I can take over for you, no problem.
Fraulein's don't fly. This is difficult. What's next? A sandwich for president? Coffee, please.
The plane veers erratically around, and the bolt Wally is holding onto becomes unscrewed and flies free. He slams up against a wing, wiggles towards the tip. His body inflates dramatically with air, and he becomes airborne. Like a balloon deflating, he is propelled up against the cargo hold window. He peers in. His body is walking over the roof of the hold, biting through a purple cable. With a series of sparks, it falls through, with Wally's body still attached.
Gives you hug and get home perfect to your stupid
The bouncing plane trails black smoke.
Four letters! A call for aid!
Tea!
Thanks!
Coffee!
The plane veers around. Olga pole dances. Rosa and her trolley are thrown from side to side. Cables spark above Crash, Chico, Carlin and Barry as they enjoy Olga's performance. Free-falling Wally is thrown into the air vent on the side of the plane. He falls down a twisting, dark and dingy pipe and arrives at the ceiling vent in the cockpit.
Who says this?
Wally falls through the grate and lands on a control lever. It depresses. A warning light flashes exit.
Not that lever!
Pin's seat is ejected. His parachute opens. The unmanned plane careers around. The friends inside float around.
Turn off the gravity!
I don't know, but it wasn't me!
Well, somebody better turn it back on!
Barry opens the hatch door. Parachutes are handed out.
Everyone out! Go, go, go!
My improver eyes!
I forgot to lock my turn table!
Come on, slow folks, no time to lollygag!
Well, okay, at now. Least this beats serving drinks! So what do I do now?
Rosa falls out of the plane. Crash casts a parachute aside.
Speak up!
I'm speaking up, don't leave me here! Barry, wait for me!
Wally jumps onto Barry's hat. His body eats the discarded parachute ripcord. It opens and pushes Barry out of the door. Barry and Wally freefall, and the dislodged door plummets too. Wally's body is left on the runaway plane. Wally collides with the door, and it shoots upwards past Barry, who is dropping like a stone.
This is awesome!
Barry can't reach his ripcord. The door swoops under him. He rides it like a skateboard. Barry lands on Crash's parachute. It spins around and becomes entangled with Chico's. Barry's hat, with Wally on it, flies through the air. The parachute cords tie the friends up.
Don't you dare!
The ripcord! Where's the ripcord? Oh, here!
The parachute opens. They're suspended above the ground.
That wasn't so...
They crash land. Barry's hat, with Wally on board, lands nearby. Pin also lands nearby. Crash emerges from under the parachute.
I haven't had that much fun since I got stuck in that butter churn.
Crash, never let me fly again. Has anyone seen my glasses?
Oh, boy. Have you seen my hat? Anybody?
Oh, the improviser. Did it survive?
Oh, anyone? Stop the ride. I want to get off.
Wally the caterpillar is still on Barry's hat.
My body. Guys, has anybody seen my body around? I can't find it anywhere.
Where's my hat?
I must be seeing things. What a concussion.
I am not a concussion.
Ew, it's a gross worm.
I'm not gross.
There's my hat, you greedy worm. Oh, here's what we do with thieves.
He sprays Wally and he flies across onto some leaves.
Stop it. I am not a worm. I'm Wally.
The others gather round.
What the? This stuff ought to have a warning label on it. May cause talking moth things.
I'm not a moth. I'm a caterpillar. No, I'm not a caterpillar. It's me, Wally. And I just want to find my body.
Wally's body is in the descending plane. As it reaches the jungle forest, tall trees snag at the wings, softening the crash. Two curious natives peep around an ivy-covered trunk, watching as it gets tangled in vines. The jungle is a vivid green expanse of trees and vegetation, closely packed together. A panoramic view slowly sweeps across to a great volcano in the distance. Blue butterflies flit around a turquoise pool, flanked by rounded boulders softened by mosses. A purple butterfly rests on a bamboo tree. As the friends search for the plane, Barry carries Wally the caterpillar in a glass jar.
Focus, boys. We've got to somehow find that plane and find a way off this crazy island.
And also find a body, thanks to Edison with antlers over here.
Yes, it's remarkable. Truly it is. Not only does the thing swap the talents, it's actually switching the bodies, totally.
Oh, Wally, what possessed you to do this? You could have died.
That might have been better. Look at all those pesky little feet, slimy skin. Ugh, I can't even look at you.
Please, don't be so pessimistic. Surprises are a part of the scientific process. Science can do anything when it puts its mind to it.
Wally, we picked you some food.
Let him try first.
You're too kind.
Hey, come on, go ahead and try it.
Wally munches on a leaf.
Does he like it?
Oh, it's just great.
All right, we'll bring you more later. There's lots. He didn't die. Looks like I lost a bet. They're not poisonous.
They reach a river.
Break time.
Finally.
Great. Time to stretch.
And you, don't you dare change yourself into something else. Or else.
She thinks he can just.
Those are strange animal tracks. What kind of animal has tires for feet?
Chico peers into the jar.
Well, you're a caterpillar, right?
How kind of you to notice.
So do you suppose you're going to, pupate and stuff?
That's gross.
I'll try to control myself.
Well, if I were you, Wally, I wouldn't be quite so confident. It's all very well to say that you'll try to control yourself, but pupation is involuntary.
So what does that mean?
Oh, a complete rebirth. Though once that happens, I can't guarantee that the reverse body swap will work. You're not exactly under warranty.
What?
Why?
Why me? Why am I always the punchline? Oh, it's all because of your improviser. It made me think I could be better, like everybody else. I was fine being just Wally. I was used to it, can't you see? Used to it! I want my life back!
He throws himself against the jar. It topples over and falls into the river.
Wally!
The friends race along the riverbank.
Oh, I'm too scared to die. No. I hate this ride.
He's thrown around by the rapids.
Don't worry, we'll get you.
Crash leaps onto a rock, then a floating log, and is thrown onto another log. Crash leaps over vines covered in pretty flowers that crisscross the river. He lands back on his slippery log. He nears the jar, reaches out to grab it, but it slips from his grasp.
Barry!
Hi!
Crash grabs onto an overhanging root. He leaps and grabs vines. Swinging like Tarzan through the jungle, he reaches a clearing and lands running. Wally's jar is fast approaching the lip of a waterfall. There's a rickety wooden bridge spanning it. Barry crosses for one side, Crash the other. The middle of the bridge starts to disintegrate. Barry grabs the yawning open sides and holds them together. Chico holds Crash, who dangles down and catches the jar with his ears.
Thank you. Finally, it's all over.
The jar slips from Crash's grasp, drops down the waterfall, and floats away.
Oh, it's not easy being green, or a caterpillar, or trapped in a jar floating down a river.
Wally wakes with a shark looking at him.
I'm a sheep, Mom. I'm always wearing a sweater. Stay still. Maybe he won't see me. Maybe he'll go away.
The shark bites the jar and shakes it.
My sweater's
jar, slips out of the shark's jaw, sails through the air, lands back in the river.
Oh, no! Not you again! Oh, maybe it's over. Maybe... Ah! Ah! My jar! Oh, no! Where is it? Where?
The jar's landed upside down, the shark waiting underneath.
Why am I so tasty?
The glass begins to crack.
Don't do it. But how do I get out?
The glass shatters. Wally climbs an overhanging leaf to get away from the shark. It bites the leaf, then falls back into the water. Wally's launched into the air and passes across a full moon. He lands in the jungle and bounces from leaf to leaf.
I take it back. I like the fish better.
Back on the ground, he starts running.
Come on, Wally. Pump those caterpillar legs.
He trips over a stone and crashes through a spider's web. Luminous bugs scatter. There are psychedelic mushrooms along the path he's running. Millipedes scuttle over leaves.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
A moth has a skull design on its wings. Then a giant toad lands in the path in front of Wally.
I'm hallucinating. You can't possibly be real, right?
Wally runs away from the hopping predator.
Stay away. I'm extremely poisonous.
He darts this way and that, and then squeezes through a tiny gap between rocks to escape. He bounces down the inside of a step pyramid and into a chamber. The full moon hangs heavy in the sky over the canopy of the jungle forest. Stars spangle the deep blue sky. Pin's plane is hanging from vines in a tree.
What do you mean, strange?
I mean strange. Come see.
How far is it?
Shh. It's right. There.
The chameleon native Alec leads his village shaman towards grassy hills that are spirals carved out across all slopes.
Looks like someone was sleepwalking and cut our grass.
No.
Then what? What is it?
There.
With the full moon shining behind it, Wally's body is creating the spirals as he eats the grass.
It's...
a giant cotton ball?
No! It's him.
The shaman stops his young companion from shooting at Wally's body with an arrow.
I never thought I'd live to see this moment.
Hello? Anyone? Anyone that doesn't want to eat me, I mean?
The crypt is filled with strange carved heads. Wally's landed beside a bronze jug.
Hi there. A nice day.
Light bursts in through iron mouth holes in a giant entrance stone.
Sorry!
The jug topples. Wally falls into it. The face-shaped stone implodes, and out of the dust and circles of light comes a silhouetted round body with stocky arms and legs. A cough and a purple snout appears. There are rolls of ginger hair on head.
Diesel! So this is supposed to be the ancient chief's crypt?
Yes,
more like the ancient chief's dump. Where's all the gold? And the shiny stones, huh? What was he chief of? The neighborhood landfill?
Oh, come on, Laura, don't start with that now, please.
Start what? This nonsense started 7 crypts ago. Each one as empty as your rock-hard cranium. My mom told me to steer clear of half-baked Indiana Joneses, but did I listen?
Diesel picks up the brass jug.
Hey, it's a really nice vase. Poor chamber pot. Gorgeous one, though.
Get that skanky thing out of my face. We're treasure hunters, not junk dealers.
Fine, more treasures for yours truly. There you go. It's time to blow this candy stand.
As they drive away in their blue with yellow striped getaway van, the sticks of dynamite Diesel left behind explode. The force shakes the trees.
Wally! Hey, is that you? Hey, buddy boy, here you go, little pal.
Easy, fella.
Yow! Ungrateful worm. I oughta...
Hang on, gang. Does anyone have an odd feeling at the moment?
Yeah, my tushy fell asleep. Phew, thanks for asking.
Doco steps into a net trap and is hauled up into the trees. As he swings, he spies a village.
Lumbago! A village? Well, I'll be a pickled pot roast.
The village is on the very edge of a leaning cliff. Colourful dwellings with brightly coloured roofs nestle amongst the trees. On a multitude of wooden platforms, ball-shaped, chameleon natives beat on drums.
Wisest of the rulers, he who communes with the spirits. Hey! Hey! Not talking to you, King!
Alec bangs a ladle against a cooking pot.
Hey, everyone!
everyone. This is a pretty righteous party. Love the beat, right? Pop.
Forgive me, but there's no time for beats. He has come. For real.
He has come? What you talking about?
The golden dragon!
What? Well, that's great. I was not expecting him yet. Hey, guys! Great news! The golden dragon showed up!
I never thought I'd live to see this moment.
Okay, Rocket! Now hit us with that all hail thingy.
All hail the great and powerful golden dragon! He who shines like the yellow sun and whose awesome power is without limits. Yes! The prophecy is coming true! He has come!
What am I looking at?
An aboriginal cult built around some kind of idol. Undoubtedly some strange figure, the likes of which we've never seen.
A litter covered in a red cloth is carried into the main square. Wally's body is revealed.
Only crazy, but doesn't that look a lot like...
Hail the Golden Dragon! Hail the Golden Dragon! Hail the Golden Dragon! Wow.
The litter is set down. Wally's body blows raspberries.
He's so charming and regal and handsome.
So magnificent. The prophecy is coming true at last.
Well, that's just lovely. We got an international conflict on our hands. Now that he's a deity, they certainly won't just hand him over to us.
I think the potential for success marginally outweighs the anticipated risk. I also think I might fall out of this tree.
Look at him. What a gorgeous couple he and my daughter are going to make. I've never been so proud. Isn't she cute?
I'm afraid, sir, that the golden dragon has a higher purpose than that.
He can have his cake and eat it, too. Go find out his marital status. And be subtle. We wouldn't want to spook him.
As you wish, sir. Though the dragon may not actually speak. Or so it seems.
A camera strapped to a cobbled-together frame and flown by a single propeller flies over the jungle near the village. Diesel and Lara watch the grainy footage on a cranky monitor in their home of a van.
Lara, we've been searching with this contraption for hours. It's not my fault there's no burial crypts left in this jungle.
Keep whining and there'll be at least one. Now keep looking. We're not quitting till we strike it big.
Says you, I've had it. Let's pack up and hit the road.
No, you can't do that.
They turn towards the brass jug.
What the diddle was that?
Diesel, how many times have I said, cut out the trash collecting? Now we've got a haunted chamber pot.
Get me gone, Satan!
The jug topples over while he falls out.
Hello.
They try to swap Wally with anything they can grab. A boot is thrown over Wally. Lara trips over a tin of food. Diesel falls over her and ends up with Wally's boot in his mouth. Lara hits Diesel with a colander. The boot and Wally fly up to a ceiling fan.
That's so funny. I can swear that fish is talking.
The village where Wally's body is on the monitor.
And that's how I lost my body and my friends. In that order. I can't go on like this. It's cold without wool. I need your help to get my body back.
Got it. Now let me ask you something. Because I was wondering, do we look like a charity for freaks of science?
Diesel's preparing food.
No, I guess you don't.
Good, because if we were, we'd be broke.
Go find some other idiot.
Or some other body.
She slaps Diesel's paw away from the food. Wally's covered in fine silk.
Oh, no. My pupation is starting. Help me. Help me.
Help? I could use some help, too, honey. Financial help.
I can't control it.
I can't control it.
Hurry. We should call somebody. The Pupa Brigade or NASA.
This almost makes up for not having Wi-Fi.
Diesel?
There's a gold necklace around Wally's body.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? When do we go in?
I knew you'd come around. Just can we hurry up? I'm pupating.
Wally's friends have disguised themselves.
I can't shake the feeling that we're missing something.
Forget it. I'll tell you what we're missing. Native moves.
The friends start to dance. They have painted their bodies with spots and stripes and wear headdresses. Standing in a line facing Ping, they shake and shimmy, pirouette and dip their heads, stretch their arms out to the sides, shake their noses and jump to the back.
Remember, you gotta blend in with the crowd.
Ping teaches them dance moves.
Flaunt it! Come on! Jazz toad!
Oh, of course.
It's unbelievable. We're here sorting bugs, and they decide they've got to go start a boy band. But our opinion doesn't count. We're just Fräuleins.
Yep, that's the way they always treat us girls. It just seems to be our fate.
Fate my tail? His job is as disgusting as it is pointless. Wally! Wally!
Rosa addresses and discards caterpillars.
What's with this makeup? I'm itchy all over.
I really can't see why. I didn't use that much poison ivy.
All right, guys, it's showtime.
He leads them into the village. Bowls piled with fruit are presented to Wally's body.
Next load of fruit. Keep it coming. Pick it up. The Golden Dragon's mission will require a lot of energy. Let's do this.
Pin leads the others past Alec. He smiles cheerfully at Alec, whose puzzlement is driven away by passing natives throwing handfuls of glitter. Alec continues making notes on a primitive clipboard. Pin addresses his friends.
Keep it up, guys! Look for a chance to fan out!
The chief's crazy dancing, purple-colored daughter dances to her own rhythm.
How's our moment? Move it!
Oh, gosh.
Chico reluctantly follows. Glitter thrown over Wally's body, still happily sitting on his litter, causes him to sneeze.
Get ready to rush him! Wait for my signal!
Itchy! So itchy!
Together, Barry!
Try him!
The chameleon natives surrounding the friends have turned purple.
Imposters! Seize the strangers!
The friends are surrounded by a ring of spears and a village of angry chameleons.
Oh dear, I think they might have caught on to us.
It's starting, pupating, I'm starting to grow a cocoon!
Well, do it quietly!
Easy for you to say, you've only ever had one body!
Oh, will you just man up, you scaredy caterpillar?
I won't be a caterpillar for long if this continues. Can't this thing go any faster?
Oh, calm down. Hey, what's that on your back? Are
what?
Those wings?
Where? Huh? Ah, get them off! Get them off!
Relax. I'm just kidding, you little green hot dog.
Diesel parks near the stone archway entrance to the village.
Here we are.
Wally's friends are in an iron cage above an unlit bonfire.
See, we're not from around here.
No, but we do come in peace.
To pay our respects to the great and powerful Golden Dragon!
An executioner is rubbing sticks together to start a fire under their cage. The villagers huff and puff along with him encouragingly. Flames appear, and the villagers cheer and wave their weapons around, but they quieten as Crash's cherubic voice is heard. Crash raps. The friends dance.
Came from the sky with the fire in his gut. Proving that the gecko in the glasses ain't a nut. To save this world, that's why he came. Burning through your heart like a fluffy, yummy flame. Golden, golden dragon. Good God, y'all. Can you feel me? Golden dragon, yeah. Golden dragon, yeah. Golden dragon, yeah. Golden dragon, yeah. Dragon, woo! Dragon, woo!
Hey, you like it?
Release them! Two believers! Release them!
Glitter is thrown. Bows are used as one-stringed instruments. The friend's cage is unlocked and they're set free. They join the villagers and dance over to Wally. They surreptitiously pick up the bamboo poles of his litter and carry him through the ever-dancing and singing natives. Crash darts around, dancing and shaking his bunny tail with members of the village. He leads the others away from the crowd and up a hill.
Follow me! What are you waiting for?
We're the ones carrying Wally's body. What are you doing?
I'm navigating, starboard 10 degrees.
Crash, wait for us!
Everyone else's costume riding up.
They enter a cave.
Let's take a breather.
Smart move. Very smart.
We're dead.
Decided to see the library while you're here.
The library? Oh, yeah.
You guys got good taste.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, we can't wait.
Ah, Alec, go on and give him the whole mini tour.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
You know how I love your Minotaur. You're the best.
Alex flattered.
Well, if I must. Ah, the prophecy set in stone by our ancestors of old speaks of the coming of the Golden Dragon. Notice the delicate carving work and the striking realism of the painting.
Huh? It's Wally! Well, I mean, the Golden Dragon. What a likeness!
No, that's where an old hunk of cheese hit the wall. This is it!
A disc with circles for eyes and mouth surrounded by curls.
Ah, would you look at that? It's beautiful!
I know, right? Hey, I like you guys. By the way, are any of you single? Because I got a daughter, and she's as single as they come.
Alas, our hearts have belonged to the Golden Dragon. We've all taken a vow of celibacy.
Not my day. I tried.
Shall we move on to the next exhibit? The prophecy says the Golden Dragon's arrival will bring great joy, followed by glee, elation, delight, slight dizziness, and finally, bliss, which we are all experiencing now.
Yeah, yay, great. So his work here is done, and off he goes on his way. Congrats.
Not congrats. For what follows next is no less than unspeakable horror.
The cave momentarily darkens, and everyone quivers with fear.
But the next part of the prophecy has broken off, so nobody knows exactly what this unspeakable horror is. But we shall indeed be saved from even this by the great and wise Golden Dragon.
A comfort to know you're in good hands.
All right, this is not looking good. First of all, the place has these high rock walls, and the worm's carcass is right in the middle, here. Plus, he's surrounded by insane natives and lookouts and towers here, here, and here, all with poison-tipped spears.
Great, got it. So when do we all get moving?
Shut up, idiot! I am trying to convey that this is not a two-person job we got here.
Two-person? There are three. You forgot Lara.
I've had enough of you, hot dog! Why don't you just stick a pineapple in it and fly off to save your own sorry body?
Huh, that could work. This is the worst idea in the history of terrible ideas.
Wally the Caterpillar is on the flying surveillance camera.
She never meant to fly. We would have big fluffy wings. This is insane!
He flies over the jungle canopy. There's a pineapple on a rope dangling from the contraption.
They're screaming! Over!
This plan makes no sense!
Of course it does! Just get that pineapple near the body and it's a done deal, baby!
I'm about to be killed by a tree! A monstrous evil tree!
Don't do that! Just turn it! Turn it to the side!
But how?
Actually, I have no idea.
The flying camera is on a crash collision course with a giant tree. Wally closes his eyes. Lara and Diesel follow the dot, marking Wally's position on their screen.
Oh, well, so much for that plan.
Ha! Take that, tree!
Score one, Wally! Yeah!
Keepers, you added worry, you grubby little dork!
Wally causes the camera to swing from side to side as he flies over the forest.
I'm flying! You hear me? I'm flying! Hey!
The river he fell into lies beneath him and snakes into the distance. He flies along the watery path. Fish leap out, trying to catch the pineapple as it passes over the water's surface. Wally happily surveys the world around him from his lofty perch. Purple butterflies flit through the tall palm trees. Sunlight bathes the green vista with a dusting of gold. The sun sets. The sky darkens, turning gold, orange, red, purple, and green.
Hot dog to base! No, scratch that. From this point on, you can call me Captain Larval!
Settle down up there!
Yes, with purpose, he'll soar. Hear him burp, hear him roar! That amazing-ish, crazy-ish bubble! Captain Larval!
Wally's body is fast asleep on its litter. It still wears the improvisor and the heavy gold chain with spiral pendant.
Come on, Barry, get with it.
Oh, come on. It's the middle of the night. I need my beauty sleep.
No kidding.
Shh, shh, quiet, everyone.
Pin leads the others past the sleeping villages.
All right, now.
Can it?
Good. Everyone's sound asleep.
Yeah, and they got the right idea. You go. I'll just be leaning right here.
Barry leans against the support pole of an open-sided building. It buckles. The drums stored on the thatched roof start to fall. The executioner raises a sleepy head.
Killer drum solo, dude. Rock on.
Okay, now I'm awake.
Alec is spying on them from a rooftop.
All right, guys, let's get us a golden dragon.
Captain Larval de Base, this place is a lot darker at night for some reason. Over.
Quit the whining. Over.
Quitting the whining. Over.
Roger that. Over.
Can I say something other than over? Over.
Wally's friends are tiptoeing through the sleeping villagers.
Don't step on the zealots.
Grab it and run.
No running. Don't drop it. Stroll. Saunter.
Sound the alarm. Do we have an alarm? Build an alarm!
Alec's knocked out by the pineapple.
Sorry about that. Green alert! The natives are taking him away! I mean, help!
When in doubt, blow things up!
You crazy! We need that body! Listen, Captain Lard for Brains! Do not whip out now!
Okay, fine. I guess I'll try.
Wally flies above his friends.
Pineapple away! Feel the wrath of my mighty pineapple!
The swinging pineapple hits and wakes Wally's body up. It instantly goes after the bait.
From a dangerous mission.
Now that's a good feeling.
Yeah, Wally just feels lighter and lighter.
Unless we got stronger.
Me manly.
What is this strange object?
They watch Wally's body being lured away.
Oh, that pineapple is trying to steal Wally.
After us.
The friends give chase.
Shaking your bacon.
Follow that fruit.
I've been spotted.
What should I do?
Find a back way out.
Roger. You got it.
Now, this way.
They run through a hut.
Sorry. Trap. Practice.
The chief's daughter spies Chico and blows him a kiss. He runs away.
Thanks.
Base, come in. Base.
Wally's walkie-talkie falls to the ground and smashes.
Great. Just what I needed. A dropped call.
Scary.
All right, Captain Larval. You're on your own.
Stop! Son of a sheep!
Attention, passenger. We are ready for takeoff.
Wally's body bites onto the pineapple. Wally's flying camera struggles to lift the extra weight, but manages to hoist it off the ground as his disguised friends arrive in time to watch liftoff. Wally and his pineapple-munching body fly towards the huge silver full moon. A sudden light from raised flaming torches and Alec's cry causes the friends to turn. They are faced with an angry mob of villagers pointing arrows and spears at them.
All right! What did you do with the golden dragon?
You wouldn't believe us if we told you, bub.
Wally and his body arrive back at the surprised bounty hunter's van. Lara's eating again.
Hi, honeys. I'm home.
I'm telling you, something's gone wrong. All they had to do was steal Wally's body from a tribe of savage natives. How long could that take?
They search for caterpillars.
Patience, my dear, patience. It's a woman's finest virtue. 3 years ago, I asked Barry to hammer a nail to hang my potholder. Think he's gotten around to it?
That's what I'm saying. How long are we supposed to wait? Sister? It's time to hammer some nails.
A part of Pin's plane falls to the ground.
Yeah, we're gonna hammer some nails, all right.
Lara draws over the sacred golden dragon's chain.
Look at it. It's so beautiful. And old.
I love antiques, especially the ones worth a buttload.
I tell you, spears are flying. I bank left. They're there. I bank right. They're still there. And so I climb, climbing and climbing, and I did it! I did it all by myself, without any improviser at all. Just me. Just Wally. Huh? And I even got my body! Woohoo! Okay, let's do this, you guys. It's time to fire it up. What do you say?
Aha, cool. So, how do you work this thing?
First, you pull the little lever there. Uh-huh. Then you turn the knob till the power's at maximum. Mm-hmm. Then you're all set. Just press that button on top.
Okay, got it. Hang on.
Goodbye, old Wally. Hello, new and improved Wally!
Diesel presses the button. At first, nothing happens. And then a red beam shoots across the van and hits Lara, transferring the caterpillar into her body and Lara into Wally's body.
Bullseye! How is it?
Strange and woozy.
But I'm still a caterpillar. You worked the machine wrong. But no, wait. You were supposed to focus the beam at me.
Lara in Wally's body stretches.
I have this horrible compunction to go make these natives give me all their gold. All of it. How could they refuse the needs of their very own God?
Yeah, they could never deny you now that you're such a beautiful deity.
Are you saying I look better as a sheep?
No, no, totally not saying that at all.
You are so sleeping in a garbage can tonight.
You used me. But I gotta admit, that loser caterpillar bought it all.
Hold it right there. I won't let you use my body for criminal activities, except cheating at board games. Do you understand me? Huh? Do you?
He holds a flame to sticks the dynamite.
So hear me roar, darn it.
His roar blows the lightest flame out. Lara swipes Wally with a frying pan, Diesel traps him under a colander and puts a brick on top.
We don't negotiate with terrorists, especially stupid little gray ones.
Wally's friends are back in their cage, waiting to be burnt.
And you're telling us all the golden dragon is a caterpillar?
Yeah, yeah, a squishy little caterpillar.
Right. Yeah, a flying pineapple.
But the caterpillar was totally into it.
What? I've never heard more obnoxious blasphemy. You have defiled our god, the memory of our greatest ancestors, our very culture.
The great wooden entrance gates of lashed-together bamboo poles open, and Lara, now in Wally's body, appears.
He has returned. All hail the golden dragon. He has returned. What are you waiting for? Get over there and start peppering him! Pepper! Somebody give him a pineapple! We are saved!
The greedy worm has returned!
Yeah, I guess there's no need to execute all of us now.
The disappointed executioner drops his sticks. The sleeping chief wakes up.
I was dreaming about pudding. That was a good party, guys. I think.
Your worshipfulness, golden dragon, allow us to present you with a token of our worthiness and respect, the golden dragon.
They reveal a statue made entirely of gold. From her seat on the litter, Lara spits out the pineapple that was stuffed in her mouth and smiles.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Come to mama, golden boy.
It worked. He speaks.
He speaks?
Oh.
Wally's still trapped under the colander.
Oh, who was I kidding? Captain Larval? More like Captain Blunder. Or Cant Man. Except, you know, sheep. No, caterpillar. Whatever. Now you can just call me the Incredible Soak.
Come on, caterpillar. One more bitey-whitey. Gotta keep up our strength.
Can this get any weirder?
Here comes the choo-choo into the face-face!
Diesel!
Huh? Hello?
Guess what these mental midgets have done? They melted all the gold into a giant chunk! This thing's so big, we're gonna have to use the crane!
And hurry up, this body smells terrible.
We've always believed in the golden dragon, unlike some trash-talking weirdies. And now, could you save us from the deathly terror?
Yeah! What's that thing? 2 tons? Closer to 3?
Now the worm is talking. Am I hearing things?
Maybe it's Wally again.
Huh?
Oh, Wally? Is it you?
Wally!
Wally!
It's us!
What the huh? It's my friends!
Starting to pupate, Wally hears his friends chant on the walkie-talkie.
All right, Wally, enough. Time for you to stop joking and tell these folks you're not the Golden Dragon. Do it, go!
Go, 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 go!
Diesel drives the van towards the village.
Looks like the execution's back on.
Hey! Let's get this blasphemer barbecue going!
Your Golden Dragon loves you!
And you, and you, and you, and your gold!
Oh, yeah!
Bring it!
Wally pushes the colander towards the edge of the table. As Diesel parks on the other side of the village wall, Wally falls off the edge of the table, and the unraveling silken cords wrapped around him slow his descent.
Hey, don't eat that!
He slaps a plate from Lara's body's mouth. Hiding Wally watches Diesel climb onto the van roof to activate the crane. A giant claw starts to extend towards the golden statue. Wally leaps up the rungs of the ladder and spies his captured friends trapped in their cage. The delighted executioner finally manages to get the flames underneath the prisoners going.
Ready? Aim! Snatch!
The crane claw grabs the golden statue. Wally is back in the van. Pin tries to blow the flames out but makes them bigger.
Bad idea!
Diesel regards his stolen booty.
Oh, bless my bullion! Would you look at that?
Wally leaps up into the steering wheel, then jumps onto one of two gear sticks, and the van starts to reverse. The statue smashes through the village boundary wall. Wally pushes another gear stick, and the van drives into the village. It backs into one of the huts.
Diesel! You stop!
Stop right there! Don't ignore me! I can hear you ignoring me!
Lara?
Hello? I'm coming! I'm coming!
Diesel is thrown around inside the van.
Almost there! I'm sorry! I'm so sorry!
Wally manages to scoop his friend's cage up into the van.
Hey!
Diesel takes the steering wheel. He slaps Wally aside. His speedy driving shakes the friends in their cage.
I thought they were just going to burn us. This is the appetizer.
Diesel slams on the brakes but manages to hit Lara in her borrowed body, sending it flying backwards.
Lara!
Lara?
Huh? Not my fault, Lara. It was Hot Dog, I swear.
Look! Those balls of blasphemy are back to steal the Golden Dragon!
It wasn't us this time, huh?
Diesel carries Lara's body back to the van.
Get the Defilers! Don't let them get away!
We hit the jackpot!
Diesel lights up sticks of dynamite and throws it onto the bridge, connecting the village to a mountain over a vast chasm as they drive over it. Wally's back on the steering wheel.
Stop! Hey, I said stop!
Here's your stop, Hot Dog!
Diesel throws Wally out of the window, and he lands on a leaf. A giant toad's foot slams down in front of him. It opens its mouth. Wally shakes his head.
No.
A flash of red light fills the air and the ground shakes as the bridge over the abyss explodes. Alec and the natives are thoroughly shaken as they stand watching. Their village is situated on a tall island of rock, and having lost its anchor to the mainland, now slowly tips over to the other side. It smashes into a volcano and the impact wakes it up. Giant veins of lava squirm under grey volcanic rock.
Best party ever. I love you guys.
Some of the natives are still pursuing the bounty hunter's van. Wally is riding the toad.
Up, mice! I'm giant! Up!
Is there a seatbelt around here?
Toad riding Wally is with the natives, who fire arrows as they pursue the van. A window is broken. The golden statue of the golden dragon swings from the crane dangling off the back of the van as it swerves through a grassy path between trees.
Let's go! Yeehaw! Ride the big rivet!
The lava cracks on the volcano expand. Black smoke pours out of the red-hot fissures. Molten lava starts to ooze and flow down the volcano. Great fireballs fly through the air.
Oh, it is the deathly terror.
The sides of the volcano heaves.
Save us, please, Golden Dragon.
Lara, in Wally's body, gazes back at her own body.
Hey, did you feed my body?
You know it!
Wally leaps off his toady ride onto a native spear. This is thrown at the van, taking Wally with it. He enters the van via a window, then makes his way to the front of the van.
There's nothing to fear but the spirit zone!
With this treasure, we can live a life of leisure for like, 3 months!
You're thinking small with that body swapper doohickey. We can steal all the gold in the world!
Wally leaps onto the improviser's activation button. A red beam bounces off the rearview mirror. Then Wally's back in his body, Lara in the caterpillar.
Yes, finally!
Diesel!
Lara?
Wally!
The van careers out of control, throwing the cage of friends over a cliff. Wally throws Diesel aside and takes over the driving.
That's for throwing my friends around, buddy!
The Defilers are trying to throw us off their tracks!
Now what do we do?
Lava flows towards the caged friends.
Quit staring at me and stop that hot dog! Take that!
Right!
Do it!
Diesel throws Wally onto his head, activating the improviser beam.
What happened now?
Wally's now in Lara's body.
I'm coming back for you guys. Diesel, you're not just a dingbat, you're the king of the dingbats!
What a lovely thing to say!
My body!
You're beautiful, as always!
Diesel zapped into Wally's body.
That chief!
Stop him!
You got it!
Diesel zapped back out.
Take that!
The improviser is repeatedly activated and characters interchanged.
Hands up, my curly carcass! Diesel, where are you?
Over here! It's Hot Dog!
And Captain Larval's driving!
The caterpillar's in Lara's body and driving.
Diesel, which one are you?
Chief, Let me!
Diesel's in Wally's body, lighting sticks of dynamite.
Looks like the worst part of the ancient prophecy is starting to happen.
Lara the caterpillar is thrown around as Lara and Diesel's bodies wrestle for the lit dynamite.
Oh, jeez, I'm a bug again! Stop fighting!
The dynamite is thrown out of the window and a chunk of the mountain road behind them is blown up. Angry natives on the wrong side of the aperture. The back of the van is sliced off. Wally's body slides down the mountainside on it.
Keep driving!
The lava flow is precariously near the friends trapped in their cage.
Don't give up!
Barry doesn't give up! I got this!
Help us! Please!
Just hold the wheel!
You mean this big vehicle?
Caterpillar Wally flies the camera contraption over the lava flow towards his friends.
Help! Somebody!
The friends hang on to the ceiling of the cage.
Son of a gun! Why is it only in ancient legends that the life-saving dragon actually appears?
Hang in there, guys!
The screen fades to black. Neon, purple, and pink spots and a spiral appear. A bright light flashes in the center of the spiral.
What? No. Not now. Oh, please. Please, not now.
Wally's pupating body is thrown back into the neon spots and spirals, and a flashing central light turns into ethereal wings of light.
No, not now. Not now.
The image turns into a beautiful butterfly of blue, purple, white, and red.
No. No, not now.
He struggles to remain a caterpillar and is suddenly shown against a white background. His green body fades and the entire screen is now white. Then he's back on the flying camera machine. Below him, his friend's cage is riding a red-hot lava river.
My friends, it seems it's time for the final curtain to fall.
Wally leaps onto the cage.
Hold on tight! I'm coming!
It's Wally!
I'm coming! I'll try to jimmy the lock!
It's all over!
You're the demon bear! No! Wally, you'll never get it! A bomb just doesn't have the necessary strength!
That's a theory worth testing, Docco!
Help us, Golden Dragon!
Come on, from the diaphragm!
Wally desperately pushes at the lock mechanism. As the top of the volcano explodes, Wally manages to prize open the lock. Barry's the first to escape, followed by the others.
Guys, I think Chico's on fire. Just my feet.
Astonishing. Wally did it.
Did I get something right?
Barry scoops him up.
Yes, Wally, you saved us all.
Sweet little disgusting slublet.
Wow, now!
The girls have fixed Pin's plane.
You boys look like you can use a lift!
If you're all finished with your sauna, that is.
My beak, my beak. Fräuleins do fly.
Well, nice going there, ladies. That's even nuttier than the flying pineapple incident.
Hey, you boys! You better hold on to your metaphorical hat,
because this is what it sounds like when pigs fly.
Well, I did not see this coming.
Grappling hooks lift the cage out of the lava, Alex leading the natives in prayer.
What on earth are they doing down there?
Our only hope of surviving this is the Golden Dragon! So come on and let him really hear ya!
That is not going to work.
Why are they just sitting there? Why aren't they running?
Because they're waiting to be saved by the Golden Dragon!
Are they all completely deranged? Hey! Hey, primitive villagers! You can't just sit there and wait for the Golden Dragon to come and save you! That's not how it works! He only helps those who help themselves! So get yourselves up off the ground and save yourselves! It's what the Golden Dragon would want!
Can anybody make out what the blasphemers are saying?
Listen to Wally!
I think they're telling us it's the finale.
Wow, the spirits just sent me one humdinger of a dream. Oh, my goodness. I was dreaming of eating pudding, of course, but the pudding looked like the Golden Dragon. And you know what that Golden Pudding Dragon said? He said, just listen to Wally and fend for yourselves. And then eat me. I'm a yummy pudding. Or something like that. Yeah. Can't I take one teensy-eensy little catnap without the world ending?
Fend for yourselves! Not the Golden Pudding Dragon said!
I'm in a driving lesson right now!
And you're driving like a Cub Scout!
Lara and Diesel are driving through a perilous mountain path of lava. It sets the wheels on fire.
The gold! Protect the gold!
I'm driving! You protect the gold! We can't just sit there and wait! Move it! Move it! Keep it moving, sweet cakes!
The chief helps Alec to direct the villagers to the opposite end of the rock island, and their combined weight causes it to tip away from the volcano, but then it slams back against it again. They watch mesmerized as red-hot lava pours down the volcano's sides. The executioner snaps his fire stick in half. The chief puts his arm around his goggly-eyed daughter. With the golden dragon statue strapped to the roof, Lara's on-fire van comes to a crashing halt. They glance over their shoulders. All of Diesel's sticks of dynamite fuses have been set alight. They run for their lives. The van explodes behind them.
Mother warned me!
A young villager points to the sky.
Look up in the sky!
The bird!
It's the golden dragon!
The golden dragon statue falls from the sky and lands in front of the villagers at the edge of the rock they're standing on. The extra weight tips the rock towards safety. The villagers bow before the statue. The rock now leans against the safe side of the abyss next to the verdant green jungle. The villagers set off celebratory fireworks.
We just witnessed an ancient prophecy come true!
Heads up, guys! There's some kind of object at 12 o'clock!
There you are, you greedy worm! Wally, it's your body! Yes! Ain't that something? Hey, Wally! Can you hear me?
Wally! Stay with us, buddy! Hurry, hurry, hurry!
Stop on it!
Apart from his head, Wally's body is covered in his cocoon. They land the plane in the field where Wally's body is eating spirals in the grass. Barry carefully carries Wally as they race towards the body.
Come on, come on, come on, come on! We're coming!
Coming up on your body, buddy!
Crash moves a rock into position. Barry gently pops him on top. The others turn a slightly singed Wally's body round to face him.
Now back, everyone, back!
Wally's body chews a mouthful of leaves. The improviser fails to work. Rosa glances worriedly at Crash.
I don't understand. It should be activating.
Huh? What happens?
Maybe it's the battery.
The battery's fine. It just isn't working.
Wally, we'll be right with you. Don't move.
Nobody panic. Just nobody
one minute.
Panic.
Just 1 minute.
We don't have a minute.
Fine. Doing these intact. Phase widget. Beam gizmo.
But I love it. Just fix it.
Get the heating pad.
Attaches to that. Oh,
no time left. This is it, guys. Holy carrot. Come on.
Crash worriedly watches as Wally's face is slowly but surely covered by the silken threads of his cocoon. Wally's eyes close.
Coming through!
Barry slaps the button on the improviser. A red beam shoots across to Wally. The screen turns white. A sea-green sky is peppered with fluffy white clouds, and volcanic ash falls like black snowflakes around them. Wally's body is completely still. On the rocks before them, a beautiful blue butterfly with purple spots in white circles at its wings' edges bursts free of its silken cocoon and flies away. Its passage is watched by the friends grouped around Wally's body at the center of the spiral it had eaten. They watch as it disappears into the distance. Rosa, Pin, and Carlin stare into the sky.
Look at you guys. What, is the sky falling?
Wally spits out leaves.
What? You act like you've never seen a body-jacking butterfly before.
It's just like I could still hear his voice.
Can somebody tell me why I feel like I just got smacked on the head really hard by a bear?
Boy, if that don't take the cake!
The friends flock around Wally.
No way. Flying's for the birds.
Son of a sheep.
Wally's contrite and holds the improviser out to Doco.
Look, I'm really sorry I caused all this trouble.
It explodes in a puff of smoke.
Which is never going to stop.
Doco takes it.
Are you referring to this worthless hunk of junk?
The improviser?
Oh, stop it. I thought that I had invented something unique. but it turns out that there is a little improviser inside every last one of us.
So Chico can read my tulip garden just as good as me. Hallelujah!
The friends fly away on Pin's plane. Wally stares out of the window.
So yeah, I'm just Wally. And I'll never be as clever and nimble as Crash, or as strong as Barry, or as smart as Docco. But watch out, world. Machine or not, Wally the Sheep has been improviserized, and Mutton's never gonna be the same again.
As they fly over the thick jungle canopy, the plane splutters, spits out smoke, and starts to lose height.
Nine, not now, you stupid hunk of metal!
Relax, this hunk of metal is fine! Thank you all for choosing Fryline Air. Now, Pin, get to work!
Tea, coffee. Tumbleweed rolls across the barren desert, past twisted cacti. In the distance, Lara and Diesel are walking side by side. They are wearing each other's bodies.
My mother warned me that you were the biggest dingbat in the long, sad history of dingbats!
How can you call me that? I'm the pretty one now!
Thank you for making me hate my own face! And that's mine, King Dingbat!
She grabs her orange curly wig.
Why didn't I listen to my mother?
Huh? Well, technically, at this point, she's my mother!
The screen turns to black. Neon green spots appear. Further action follows with the credits. The golden dragon statue dances. A crane claw grabs it and takes it away. The chameleon villagers appear and dance. The executioner tries to hide from the enamored chief's daughter by blending in with the purple background. She is fooled by his ruse and runs past him. Then he is carried past on a litter, and she is chasing him, trailing a wake of love hearts. Then she is on a litter, and he is running away from her again, arms waving in the air. He returns to the center of the screen, removes his executioner's hat, and gives in to love. The chief's daughter leaps into his arms, and they both happily smile. A caterpillar leaps inside a postcard-sized white box edged with purple, trying to avoid a toad's tongue. It's finally eaten, but fights its way out of the toad's mouth and onto its head. It races away, and the confused toad follows. In another postcard-sized white box edged with blue, Carlin is hiding from the chief's daughter behind a wooden shield with a blue spiral painted on it. She is distracted by a fly. It lands on the center of the spiral, and her long frog-like tongue flicks out. She misses the fly, but the wooden shield gets stuck on her tongue and hits her in the face. Carlin escapes unnoticed. The shield falls off the chief's daughter's face and she wanders off. The fly returns. The silhouetted improviserizer appears out of a box. Colored lights flash. Another postcard-sized white box edged with green appears. A native archer aims his arrow at a target. The arrow just falls to the ground before flight. The archer tries again. The same thing happens. He tries a third time. The arrow flies up, then straight back down. He loses his temper, takes the arrow, and stands in front of the target. He draws his bow, and he's thrown backwards. In another postcard-sized white box edged with red, a singed Barry, still in disguise, is chased by angry natives wielding spears. They return the way they came, with Barry hog-tied to a pole. Alec follows them at a sedate pace. He turns to the camera, smiles, and hooks his thumb at Barry. The golden dragon statue lands by some natives, and they jump for joy. Leaves cover the screen, and then retract. More credits roll.